One feature that we have on the MR series is the ability of the safety to go on when the hammer is either in the uncocked or cocked position. So a good safety feature, the selector can go on safe irregardless of the position of the hammer or the nose of the sear.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Just like I always, I was just doing this on my phone. Everybody on Facebook's watching me check my phone, which is insane. So guys, welcome to the show. This is Radio Irregardless. It is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And I'm your host, Mark Scalia. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways, especially tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. And check out more of that site because I've just revamped a little bit and big things are happening. So I want you guys to be informed. So check out that site and you can see more about what's going on. The second way you can listen is if you're currently on my website, markscalia.com, and you want to be more participant, you can click the speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and you can sign on using a Facebook address, and you can be part of our live chat. That's a numero two. Numero tres would be, I'm doing a live broadcast tonight on Facebook because I'm having some fun and I wanted to. So if you guys are part of the chat, we got a bunch of people to just chat. I'm doing my best to read everything. I've got a lot of windows open. So just check it. Just type in. I'll say hi and it'll be nice. We'll work it out. And the fourth way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because that's how we broadcast, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you do download your podcasts. And we'd love to listen, subscribe, and what do the kids say? Smash that button. Hit that thing and smash that button. That's how they do it. So as I start every show the same way, not boring, but very rhythmic. No, rhythmic? No, it's ritualistic. That's different. Anyway, the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So, where does one start? Let's start with the big thing that's going on. Since we're into the happening now monologue, we might as well start with the coronavirus update.
This is the rhythm of the night.
The thought of being able to penetrate corona. It is a remarkable opportunity.
This is the rhythm of my life.
My All right. own research suggests that corona is extremely unstable.
Yes.
This is the rhythm of the night.
All right.
By the beginning of 2021... Oh. We hope to have a couple of 100 million doses.
Oh, I forgot I put that in there. All right. Let's talk about what we're doing, the coronavirus. I've been floating around. I've been seeing a lot of things. I've been going a lot of places. As you may or may not know, some of the states have opened up and things are happening, which is great. People are doing stuff. But, of course, the corona cases are going up. So that's no bueno. So, but here in Massachusetts, we are currently under phase two, which means some restaurants can open with outside access. They have to put people in separate places and 6 feet minimum and all that stuff. And hopefully phase three will be coming on. And that's when yours truly gets to go back to work, which would be awesome. I just want to work. I just want to tell jokes. More about that later on. But I will say this. Things are starting to get better. The coronavirus cases have dropped almost 90% since the beginning of the month, which is great, especially Massachusetts, which is simply awesome. People are not getting cases, which is good. People are getting smart about things. And at least in Massachusetts, everywhere else is like, woohoo! I don't give a shit. I don't go wear no mask or nothing. And, you know, they're firing guns in the air and carrying signs and not wearing masks. And I don't know. You know, let's all roll the dice and see what happens. Anyway. So that's what's going on with coronavirus. And like I said, it's phase two. Phase three starts again, where hopefully the tourism business will bring up, come back in, some of the restaurants, more shops, things like that. So because people want to get back to work, they want to return to some type of normal. If we are ever going to get back to that, which would be kind of cool. So that's the first thing. The second thing I want to bring up is, according to my calendar, that's Mr. Sulu behind me. Oh, wow, I just hit the microphone. So Mr. Sulu behind me says it's June. Now, I did not know this, and, you know, shame on me for not knowing it, but it's never come up. It's never been in a calendar I've seen. I wasn't educated to it. It wasn't part of any kind of knowledge base, and I don't know why, because it seems pretty important. The 19th of June is called Juneteenth. Now, I thought it was a joke, because it popped up on my calendar for the first time ever. Like, ever. I've never seen this before. I thought it was a joke. I didn't know what it was. Then I did some research. Juneteenth, it's called. It's short for June 19th. In 1865, now I didn't know this. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. But I'd like to bring you up to speed. On June 19th, on that day, federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, and took control of the state to ensure that all enslaved people be free. Now, of course, the Civil War ended like 2.5 years before all this happened, but there were no Union troops in Galveston, in Texas. They, you know, so they didn't get to it. It's not like we go, oh, we can get there. No, it took months, and they were still settling a lot of stuff between the states, the Confederacy, and blah, blah, blah. But I did not know that. They were still slaves after the Civil War. Of course, the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves. And that makes sense. But those were only in the North. And, of course, then the war and blah, 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 blah. But the funny thing is I never knew about it. Like, it never came up. I didn't know about it. Nobody ever talked about it. And I got friends of all different ethnicities. Nobody ever said anything to me about it. I never got taught it in history. It was never part of it. It's just weird. And it's really kind of interesting. It comes up this year because with the cops and people and just riots and protests, there's so many things. And I'm like, oh, but I knew this like 2-3 weeks ago when it popped up my calendar. I just was curious because I've never seen anybody do it. But I've been busy. So maybe I didn't have a chance to look at my calendar. I'm not really propagating my calendar, so it's a strange thing. My wife and I, because we have some downtime, to put it lightly, we've been filming things. We've been teching up. I bought a ring light. I'm not using it tonight because I like my light here. This is actually her light that was broken. She was throwing it away. I took it out of the trash. I cleaned it up. I fixed it. Got a new cord, all this stuff. And then she's like, oh, I love the light again. I'm like, well, I bought her another one. But I bought her a great light, and it's better. It's like a touch. 3 settings. It's, you know, it's better. Anyway, it's my life in Corona lockdown. Fixing lamps. But yeah, I bought a ring light. I got stuff. I'm really trying to improve not only the show, but acting-wise, things like that. Trying to really get into more stuff. We almost can walk out of the house and not get in a fist fight, I guess, or wear a mask and get in a fist. I don't know. It's screwed up times. But yeah, we just, my wife, she wrote a scene for her and another actor. And we went over their house and we filmed everything. And I just finished editing it. There's a reason I've edited a few things, and my friend Paul Kravitz is on right now. He gonna attest to how fun editing is. I should. It's so. You know what it is? The best way to say it, it's rewarding when you fix it, and it's not fun. But it took about 6 hours to do a 4-minute scene, to edit a 4-minute scene with 30 clips, 35 clips. It's insane. So, but now I'm happy because it's done. I don't want any part of that. But it's good. And hopefully it'll be on YouTube and I'll share that with you. So, but here's the other thing. Because I was thinking about Juneteenth, and I used to do, and I did something last week about this day in movie history. I used to do This Week in Movie History. And it was, I'm editing right now. Paul says, yeah, that's fun. So I used to do This Week in Movie History, where I would actually quote something that happened in a movie timeline. And I was like, oh, I had a lot of fun with it. But then I thought, oh, I did it, and I did it, and I did it. But my show never falls on the same day because, I mean, not for a long time, because the show's been going 7 years, and it's never hit the same day because it can't yet. It should about soon, but it's going to be interesting. So, long story short, I figured I was going to do a brand new intro. It's called This Day in History.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardless's This Day in History.
Yes, This Day in History. So we get a lot of things. This is a strange day. June 17th. Very strange day. A lot of things. In the year 362, Emperor Julian issues an edict banning Christians from teaching in Syria. Too soon? Yikes. Let's move on. 1579, Sir Francis Drake claims San Francisco Bay for England. 1570, I don't know. It's in there. 1775. This is important. It's my history. It's my backyard. The British take Bunker Hill outside Boston. 1799, Napoleon Bonaparte incorporates Italy into his empire. Why wouldn't you? Just, if you're going to have an empire. Yeah. Anyway. 1848, Austrian General Alfred Windschloss crushes a Czech uprising in Prague. Got to do it like that. 1854, the Red Turban revolts. No, sorry. The Red Turban revolt breaks out in, I can't pronounce this. Is it Guangdong? No, it's not. It's Guangdong. I should just read Chinese towns. That would be funny. That would be a bit. Let's just, a bunch of, I would say, anatomy or Chinese town? No, it's Guangdong. That's it. Guang. It's Guangdong. Guangdong, China. There we go. Guangdong. I said it right. Yeah, see, give me a second. I'll get the accent. All right, let's see. Gang and scene. Let's see. 1856, the Republican Party opens its first national convention in Philadelphia. Another big day. This isn't like a huge, it's not like the Back to the Future pinpoint or the Doctor Who fixed point in time, but it's a pretty important day. 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrives in New York Harbor in 350 pieces. It was dismantled. This, to me, it's bizarre that it's like 1885. I mean, what? 140 years ago, roughly? I'm not doing the math because I'm reading fast. 1861, Abraham Lincoln witnessed Dr. Thaddeus Lowe in his use of a hot air balloon. 1861. Are you kidding me? That was the shit. Can you imagine? Like now we got planes and space vehicles and, you know, transporters soon, which would be cool. But can you imagine being up in a balloon? How freaky would your day be? Like, oh, I'm going up in a balloon. And, you know, not like Wizard of Oz balloon, but anyway. Can you, I don't know. I'm going to paddleboard. People might think I'm magic, you know, if that would have been. 1950, I'll move on. 1950. This is a big one. Surgeon Richard Lawler performs the first kidney transplant operation in Chicago. 1950. Medical science is so backwards. We only replaced kidneys 70 years ago. What? This'll give you a little bit of context. 1950, first kidney transplant. 1963, Supreme Court bans required reading of the Lord's Prayer in the Bible in public schools. What? What? How did we get out of caves? 11 years later, 5 men were arrested for burglarizing the Democratic Party headquarters at the Watergate complex. Oh, we should have never started walking upright. It's been all downhill. It's been downhill ever since. There's nowhere to go. And this, and I remember this day. I do. And this all happened today, June 17th, 1994. O.J. Simpson drives his Ford Bronco through Los Angeles, followed by the police. It was the slow motion chase that captivated millions of people. At the time, they had an arrest warrant for murder, you know. Well, I know, it all happened, and that's everything happened today in history. And you're like, why did San Francisco belong to England? All that shit. I look at this and I'm like, wow. Can you imagine that? Like the same day that the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor, Watergate. What? Why do I hear noise? Oh, the window's open. I was like, what are you things? And OJ on the same day. Can you, like, what are the chances? Like, I don't know. But I want to change the subject. I mean, we're having fun with this, but here's something. I was in the car. Because I've been paddleboarding. I don't know if you guys can tell. Super good. My skin looks great. I'm on the board. I've been tanning. Not tanning. I'm on the board. I have like, I pull my ankle up. See if I can do it. I can't get that high. I can go as high as I can. This, you know something? Don't be stupid, Mark. Use technology to your advantage. Here we go. All right. See my tan line? Right there? That's my tan line. Because I've been on the board. I've been on the board almost every single day. Because I'm trying to work and I can't. So I'm on the board. I'm on the board for like, I used to be like an hour. Now I'm like 2 hours, 2.5. I'm like going out multiple times, multiple places. Absolutely love it. And I've lost probably 15 pounds. I feel strong. Strong like bull. I feel really good. And it's, my wife's like, oh, you're exercising. I'm like, no, to me it's not exercise. And I love the board. I just want to be on the water, you know, because people can't get you. And those who do, wave to you. It's like the coolest thing in the world. Like I'm paddling. All I'm doing is paddling. Minding my business. Not trying not to fall in. And somebody goes by in a boat. Know what they do? Hi. How you doing? Having a good day? I'm like, yes, I am. And it struck me. 70% of the world is water. But boats are super expensive. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't cars be really expensive? I mean, we're, you know. But everybody's in a good mood in the boat. Everybody. But as I'm driving to and fro, I'm listening to my iPod in the car. And I started, like, I'm hearing the songs. I'm like, oh, my God, I love these songs. And then I thought, how about a game where I just tell you the lyrics to a song and you got to guess them? Now, here's the thing. I was looking to do an intro, and I was trying to figure out some kind of cool little intro music. But here's what I'm going to do. Tonight's going to be like an experiment. So if you guys want to play, let's play a little game. And I don't know what to call the game yet. I may call it Lyrical Master. Let's see. I may call it Music and Lyrics. I don't know. Let's say Music and Lyrics, which was a movie. Let's see. And I got to do this because I prepped, but I didn't prep enough. And I thought, I'm going to have some fun songs. Okay, let's see. You guys ready? Here we go. We are strong. We are smart. Geordi makes us smart. Yeah, that's from Star Trek. Thank you. Now, if I said this, I don't know how to play. I'm just going to make it up. I'll cross that bridge when I find it. Another day to make my stand. Oh, whoa. High time is no time for deciding if I should find a helping hand. Oh, whoa. Why don't you use it? Try not to bruise it. Buy time. Don't lose it. It's like, and I'm not saying it remotely close to what it should be. Oh, Paul got it. Why, you shitting me? The reflex. That's it. That's all I'm going to play because I don't want Facebook shutting me down. How did you know that? That's bizarre. That's okay. How about this one? Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. No Google here, superfan. I don't know if we're in a delay or if people don't care. Paul got this one too. My God. My God. We did not rehearse this. If we didn't rehearse it, it's psychotic.
Stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
That's it. I just did a whole, like a lip sync thing. I don't know what I did. All right. This is from my playlist, so let's try this. I think this should be fun. I'm going to randomly pick a song. Oh, I got it. I got this one. You're not going to get this. I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I sound like Dr. Seuss. I should do it like in that voice. I look and stare so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to explain. How I'm feeling, and my pride is the one to blame. 'Cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. From now on, that's how I'm going to read it. Uncle Ron, he got it 9 to 5 too. But that's how I'm going to read it. I should do Dr. Seuss. Sings that one. Okay, let's see. Charles Nelson Reilly. Stuff. Come on. Come on. You got to get that one. Even with the voice, you got to get it. Is my wife listening? I don't know. Usually she's busy entertaining people. I got nothing? Really? Am I gonna win this one? Am I going to win this one? Nothing? Nothing? Come on.
You ready?
Come on.
You ready?
You gotta get it now. Come on. Here's the part. It's Crazy in Love. It's Crazy in Love. You got, now she gets it. Now she gets it. Be who? Be right back. Oh, how about this one? I know a girl that's tough. No, I know a girl who's tough but sweet. She's so fine, she can't be beat. I've got everything that I desire. Set the summer sun on fire. Go to see her when the sun goes down. Ain't no finer girl in town. You're my girl, what the doctor ordered. So sweet, you make my mouth water. You know how hard it is to do that voice and keep a straight face? At least get it all the way out. I'm not even doing it. So let's try this. Anybody? Oh, come on. Oh, I love it. It's I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow, which some of these songs are actually covered songs. I can't concentrate. That voice throws me off. All right. Uh-oh. This one, I love this one. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watched the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? It should be Dr. Seuss. I did, and I said, ouch. No, that's the other one. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love in the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love in the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me. And I said, I can't do it. I can't do it. These are the on a couch with a mouse. Come on.
When I start making love,
yeah,
I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking.
That's it. Here's the
best. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car?
I wish that was my real voice. I really do, because how many fights could I avoid? Do you and your big friends want to mess with this one? It's Clarence Carter. That's right. Stroking. All right. Let's do one more. Then I'll wrap it up. Wait a minute. I should do this one. Okay. Here we go. I just read the first line that I thought in this voice. It's going to sound really, really wrong. Something wrong, something really wrong gonna be happening here. Here we go. I got a certain little girl. She is on my mind. No doubt if she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's gonna make me feel so bad. Na 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 na. I thought I heard her calling my name now. She broke my heart, but I love her just the same now. I thought I heard her calling my name now. I need her loving, and I'm not to blame now. They got it early in the morning. They got it late in the evening. Well, I want that. I need it. Oh, I gotta have it. She's got a loving like quicksand. Only took one touch of her hand to blow my mind, and I'm in so deep that I can't eat and I can't sleep. That's right. It is Deep Purple. Okay, there we go. Because that's all Facebook didn't let me play. It's bizarro, isn't it? Anyway, so that's the game. I'll work on it because I had fun. And I mean, hopefully you guys had fun. And I'll tell you, we got to laugh. We got to start laughing again. We got to start laughing again. We got to stop hurting each other. There's too many things trying to kill us. Every bit of this planet wants us off it. I mean, the Earth is starting to look better. The skies are cleaner. The water's a little better. When I paddleboard, all I see is fish, jellyfish. I see so much stuff now. I never saw jellyfish where I live now. Now I do. It's actually kind of cool. And if everything's trying to kill us, let's not try to kill each other. You know what I mean? Let's bond together and kill everything else. Anyway. Let's take our first and only break, and when I come back, I got some news for you. You're listening to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me. It'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report. With me, your host, Paul.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back on Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Well, you're back on. You're with both. I don't know. I got to figure that out. I got a little distracted because I was reading something. Oh, Dwayne! I thought it was Deep Purple, but your voice really made it better. I'm just trying to have fun, man. That's it. So let me tell you what I got going on this weekend. Now, before the last couple shows, I didn't have much going on. I really didn't. But now, bump, 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 bump. Tomorrow night is Thursday. Nothing going on. Friday, but I'm not working. But Saturday after... Do I have it? Finally. I thought I had it.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Boston.
Yes. I am finally, after many, many moons. Well, four. Not many, many, but enough. I am going to be working Saturday night. That's what I'm going to be doing. Working. Yes, working. I got two shows, as a matter of fact. I go from nothing to two shows. My first show. Yeah, let's do that. My first show is going to be up in Curly's Comedy Club. Now, I love Curly's. Absolutely. I'm going to promote it. We're doing an outside venue. It's going to be fantastic. He's moved everything outside. He's got seats. It's like $20 a table and up to four people. So it's like $5. And then they're doing a pay-per-view. Simulcast, I don't know what they do it, but yeah, they're going to be videoing it, and you can pay for it, and then you can stay at your home, and you can relax, and you can watch it too, but you guys want to come out. If you're in the Rochester area, please come out. We gotta start things back to normal. I'm not behind any glass or anything, and I'm going to bring them a Purell, but New Hampshire's like the old west up there. They don't give a shit. They just like, we're not going to wear masks. You live free or die. Well, yeah, if you don't wear them. But here's the best part. It's an early show. Shows usually start at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Now we're starting the show at 6. So it's still kind of twilight, so we don't have to do big spotlights and all that stuff. It's going to be great. And the bugs aren't out and all that. And then after I do that, after not being on stage for 3 months. I'm driving up to Milton, New Hampshire, and I'm doing another show in a campground, Mighty Joe's Campground. And this is like my second time performing up there in like 4 years or something like that. So it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And one more thing. A week from this Saturday, the 27th, I will be up in Freedom, New Hampshire. I don't have the location yet. Not that it's been, it just hasn't been disclosed to me. It still exists. It's actually going to happen. And I'm really looking forward to that because I can stay with my friend, a good friend, and my old boss, just an amazing guy, and I'm looking forward to that. So I'm happy to be working again. So guys, as always, that's the end of the show, but if you want to be a guest, a sponsor, leave a question or comment, you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. You can email the show, radioirregardless@gmail.com. We'll be back next week, 2 weeks, June 1st. Hey guys, happy Father's Day!
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, testing 1, 2, 3.